redemption, the act, process, or an instance of redeeming. Redeem, to buy back, repurchase, restore, reform, repair, to remove the obligation of payment, to exchange for something of value. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians 1:7.
Broken and poured out for the love of his creation, God prayed and did that he did.
Well, thanks for joining us for another redemption show. As you know, just a Sunday nights are my favorite time on the radio because, I'm just as blessed as anybody who hears these shows, getting to share in life with people who come on. We all have these testimonies of how we came to know the Lord or what we went through before, what we go through now. But each one is unique in its own right. And a lot of times we find even similarities in that. And I feel like it really strengthens the body. And I feel like it really has a way a unique way to witness to people who don't know who Jesus is and might be going through some of the stuff that we've all gone through. Maybe they're experiencing nothing, but they just want to know who he is. And I just feel like this show with everyday people like you and me is an opportunity for us all to share in that. And I just love it. And it's awesome. And I can tell you this, this is going to be a great show, not because of just the factor that we're hearing a testimony of my new friend, Bruce Lang, but also because of where this show is going to go. Bruce is a friend that I just got introduced to really this week. He's going to share his testimony with us on this program. But cooler than that is what's coming later, is where his testimony leads to. And that's that Bruce has felt called to go out across the country. And I'm not going to spoil it. I'm going to let him tell that, but we're going to air this voyage with him throughout the next year. And we're going to be checking in with Bruce all over the country and what's going on and what's God doing with him and who's he introducing him to. And it's going to be so cool. I have not seen a show like this yet. And I'm so blessed to be able to be a part of it. So without further ado, I want to introduce my guest for today's redemption show, Bruce Lang. Bruce, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm so honored to have you on the radio, and I'm just grateful for our new friendship, man. It's so cool how God puts people together that I would have never expected.
Thank you. Likewise.
Yeah, yeah. So, we'll talk about the voyage in a little bit. I want to get to know who you are, and Bruce and I haven't talked about really any of his background. We've just kind of ventured into this new thing that we're going to do, but I like to get to know you as the audience gets to know you, man. Tell us about your upbringing. Tell us about where you come from and what a little bit that leads into who you became as a grown man before you know Christ.
Sure. Well, to kind of start it out a little bit, a little bit of background and going back earlier, I was born and raised in Chicago and moved to Denver, Colorado, probably about 20 years ago. My life was pretty much living it the way that I felt that it needed to be lived. I didn't have Christ in my life till about 5 years ago. My life was spiraling. It was not headed the right direction. I was making some wrong decisions, struggling with depression throughout my adult life, and had several instances where I was hospitalized for suicide. And those seemed to intensify as my life went on, and basically one night I went to a deeper worship service at my church and I opened my heart to God and to Jesus, and I asked for his help. And since then, it's been a growth, a time of healing for me. God has stepped into my life. I have gone through a program called Celebrate Recovery, and I found healing for my depression. I went through my life medicating my depression with alcohol and pharmaceutical drugs. And I'm to the point now where God has stepped into my life so strong that I don't choose to do that. I don't need to do that anymore. And I'm on absolutely no medications. And praise the Lord. I mean, he's just lifted my depression and taken me out of the darkness. So it's just been an amazing adventure. you know, trying to understand. And and early on in my walk, I spent a lot of time trying to figure things out. And, you know, I've had that said to me several times from friends, you know, you don't need to really have to figure everything out. And somehow, after praying for 2 years about, you know, strengthening my faith and helping me with my disbelief, God has taken me to that point. And, you know, I kind of just feel like right now where I'm at, I don't really need to understand everything. I just need to follow what His will is, and invite Him into my life, and He's there big time, and it's just an awesome thing.
That's so cool, man. When you you know, when you felt like you needed to go to that deeper worship service, were you already to some degree plugged into the church from, you know, maybe a time when you might have been seeking some kind of answers?
You know, I was attending, and that's what the word that I like to use is attending. I looked around the church a lot, and I saw all these people, and, you know, they were kind of getting it, and I wasn't getting it yet. And I just, you know, I wanted what they had, and it took a little bit of time. And, you know, it finally, God's word spoke to me, and, you know, I went forward in the church service, and I have to be honest, I felt like I was totally alone there with God. And I got prayed over, and since that point, it was just a step in faith and a step towards God and to get to know Him and His person. And it's just gotten better and better. My life has changed.
Yeah. And how quickly did you get into Celebrate Recovery after that happened?
You know, probably 5 months after that, I had a friend of mine who had suggested the program to me, and I gave it a try. And, you know, when I first showed up to Celebrate Recovery, I'd sit in the groups and my head was down looking at the floor, and I was in pretty bad shape.
Yeah.
And struggling with the depression. And, you know, probably 6 months into it, I could actually look at everybody in the eye and start, you know, talking about my personal stuff and my experiences. And, you know, I found a lot of commonality with other people there. It was just a great program. And since then, I've actually grown into leadership with the church, and actually have been a ministry developer for the last year for Celebrate Recovery at my church.
Yeah, that is so cool, man. I love that. And, you know, I want to encourage people, you know, these programs are out there, and Celebrate Recovery is growing. And it's, you know, I know that they've brought it into my church and several churches around. And, you know, I got to tell you, man, I don't know too many people involved in the programs, not because I don't hang out with plenty of those people. I know plenty of people who might should, but there's a comforting and you can be anonymous. That's what I'm trying to say. And for whatever reason, I can't get the word out today, but you know, there's something about that program that gives you a place where you can go, where everybody in the world's not going to know, you know, but the people there are there to support, and they're there to be honest and open and be in a place where it's comfortable. I know that much about it. And, you know, the reason that I say I don't know a lot of people in the program is because they could be in the program and you don't have to know. And I think that's a fear. You can tell me if I'm wrong or right here, Bruce, but I think that's a fear with a lot of people is they think, oh man, if I go in that program, everybody's going to know. Everybody's going to know I have a problem.
You are absolutely right. And, you know, you can remain as anonymous as you want to be. I've obviously made some choices in my life to do testimonies and be kind of public about the things that I've gone through in life in order to try to help somebody else out, maybe that they can relate to something that I've gone through.
Yeah.
So, but the program is great, and I just want to stress, it's for hurts, hang-ups, and habits, meaning, you know, you don't have to be an addict, you don't have to be an alcoholic, you can just have some hurt in your heart or some troubled times or be going through a divorce or whatever it may be, and we have groups for all of that.
That is awesome, man. It's so needed. It is absolutely necessary for people to have a place to go, man. And, you know, we know, you know, now you're a believer. As believers, we know that the best place they can be is in a place that has a foundation in Christ. And, you know, a lot of people will go to other places and they get in that, you know, hey, well, why don't you, you know, let's try and experience this. Let's try and feel this out. Let's try and see where it goes. And all the while, They're missing the one thing they need, which is the void that's created when we don't have a relationship with Christ. The void that we're born into is a lack of Christ in our life. It's a lack of a relationship with the Father who created us, and they don't get that. So they can search and search and search, and they find a little Band-Aid here and a little Band-Aid there. But, you know, I got to say, without Christ, it's going nowhere. You got to find a place that's in foundation, you know, with him, and it'll – you know, it doesn't make it easy, does it, Bruce?
Nope.
It doesn't patch it up and make it like, hey, man, my life is like I'm in Disney World every day now. It's not like that.
Well, yeah, I can tell you that, you know, I mean, I still have things in my life that happen, and every day is a challenge sometimes for me, and I'm sure there will be many more ahead. But it's how I deal with those now, and knowing that I have the Lord at my side that can carry me through that stuff, and just faith, trust, hope. And, you know, a belief that I'm not doing this alone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's quite a feeling. It's an overwhelming feeling when you recognize that he's there through and through with everything. I mean, I know before I came to know the Lord, I gave my life to the Lord at 15. And I would say now, at least nominally, right? I mean, I feel like he changed my life then, but you know, it wasn't until I was 30 years old when he really impacted my life and I started to get who he was. I started, and it was all because I had turned my back on him. And, you know, we always hear it and I say it a lot, but, you know, the deal is this: all those years in between, I was walking, he was always there. It's just a matter of when I would turn around and recognize it, you know?
Yep.
So, man, with that, I mean, things, you know, you still have life, you still have things to deal with and everything, but somewhere in this last 5 years, you know, God moved you to a place where you felt like you needed to go do something. So let's get into it. Let's talk about how that happened and what you're doing right now.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I'm going to take you to where I actually got the original idea, or the thought came into my mind.
Good.
And I had a good friend of mine that I worked with that was actually a deacon at a Catholic church. And we had had coffee after work, and I kind of felt the need to do a confession, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
And we met together for coffee, and, you know, I just felt like at that time I just wanted to be right with God. And so I had my confession, and we talked for a while, and we prayed together. I left. I was heading down the highway. This is kind of interesting. Heading down I-25 South, and I got this overwhelming feeling of, I was very tearful and sad. And I got this thought that came in my head, and it just, you know, it was like, why are you crying? And I said, well, I'm mourning the loss of all the things in my life that I've made mistakes, and you know, I can't change those now. And I believe God spoke to me, and he said, you need to let it go. And and I know that, you know, I accept his forgiveness for all of those things. And you know, he gave me a vision of a hill. And I was looking up that hill, and it was like green grass pasture type hill, very beautiful. And, you know, I believe that he told me that, you know, in my thoughts, that he's got something far more better for me, and it's just the other side of the hill. And if I can just hang on and go to that side, it's going to be totally amazing. And I immediately got a thought after that, because I got the sense that he had already told me something about where to find this happiness and to proceed with my life. And the thought that came into my head was taking the scooter and going across the United States and getting to know him better and finding healing for myself and freedom and putting myself available for others. And so it was pretty amazing. I mean, I actually came back and met with my pastor at my church and talked for 2 hours after it happened, because I was like, you know, I got to tell you a little bit about what happened. And I explained the whole story to him. And, you know, he said to me, he said, you know, Bruce, he goes, I would have never expected that. But he said, you know what? That's God. And I believe that with all my heart that God spoke to me that day and showed me this vision of where I'm going to find it. And so, you know, I don't have all the answers. I don't know exactly what this is going to entail. This is the start of the journey. I have, you know, made a lot of decisions. I've leased my condo for a year. I've pretty much sold all my material possessions, with the exception of probably about 4 boxes of memorabilia, things that, you know, bring happiness to me to look back at. I have 2 daughters and, you know, a lot of things that I wanted to save from them and from when they were kids. And, you know, I kind of packed everything up and, you know, I leased my condo and I moved to my brother's house. I've been staying there for a month and, there's been great healing there too. You know, my mom is there and, you know, just our relationship between the two of us has just intensified so much. And she actually cries now every time I talk about leaving. And that's something that normally my mom, you know, really would not do. And I know that God's touched her heart. And, you know, as well as, you know, it's been an influence for me to be with my family, my brother and his wife. And, you know, I just I thank all them people, too, for being supportive of me and understanding this. And there are some people that struggled with it. Mostly the non-Christian friends that I have had a really difficult time with understanding this. A lot of people thought that maybe it was another mission of destruction or suicide mission, but you know, it's not about that. It's about finding God. It's about finding His will for my life, and it's about helping other people along the way. And I'm just putting myself out there. And, you know, I hope that I can be a conduit and bring people to know God like I know Him, and I want to get to know Him better.
Man, I think it's awesome. You and I had talked before, and I said to you, I'm like, dude, you're on a scooter in the wintertime. But other than that, you know, I was like, wow, this is such a great idea. And I get the scooter thing too, and you know that. I like it. And mm-hmm. It's a really cool scooter. People need to go. Let's say this now. Go to wheresbrucenow.com, and they're going to get to kind of follow along here. And we're going to do some. We'll talk about the other stuff we have going on in a second. But you know, I as a kid, when I was 18, I started traveling around this country, and at that time, my focus was certainly not on the things of God or what He had for my life. But there is a very soul deep kind of thing that happens when you're traveling around. I imagine it's the same thing that people experience, whether they travel around Europe or, you know, Asia or America. I mean, there's something that happens when you experience different kinds of people, different kinds of culture within your own territory, right? And you get to do it every day because you truly don't know what's next. It is different than your norm. You don't wake up to the job. You don't wake up to the stuff that you normally would do, you know, eating your breakfast the same way and watching the same show or anything. I mean, you literally experience life every day, fresh, new, and I think it's awesome. And the thought of doing it, you know, with it being a quest for how do I get deeper with God, how do I get closer with God, and how do I experience life with Him, I think, man, you are on a journey that's going to be unreal.
Well, thank you. And it's a big step in faith for me. This is really out of the box. I'm the type of person that's pretty much worked every day of my life, and this is the first time that I'm actually taking a different direction, and I just feel like this is the time that I need to do this. 52 years old, and you know, I'm going to make a decision, and with God's understanding and His help, I know that I'm going to get to be where I need to be, and I think it's just going to be an awesome time. And you know, I laugh about the scooter thing. You know, a lot of people say, "Well, why a scooter?" And you know, I've told many people, I said, "Well, you know, it gets 90 miles to the gallon, and there's a little humility involved in riding a scooter around packed up." But somebody once said to me, "You know, Jesus rode in on a donkey," and not to compare myself with that, but you know, there's a sense of humility there too, and just, you know, accepting that's what I have. I mean, I could ride a Harley Davidson or something like that, but you know, this is the path I chose, and this is what it's going to be.
You know what? It's going to be awesome. You know, anybody can do it a different way. You're doing it the way that you're called to do it, and it's cool. And man, whether it's the gas mileage or whether it's just that it doesn't matter because it's awesome. It's going to be so cool. I want to tell people about kind of where we're going to go with this, because I'm more excited every time you and I talk about it. And this is kind of cool. Bruce is going to have his own show. Sometimes it may be a 5-minute vignette, it may be a 10-minute vignette, it may be a 30-minute show. It's going to be whatever time he requires to tell the listeners what happened last week. And here's how it's going to go, basically. You know, I'm going to check in with Bruce every week or so, and we're going to have him record, you know, a short little vignette about what his experiences were over the past week. And here's what I expect. And not that I'm putting any boundaries on it at all, because it's literally Bruce's show, but maybe expect isn't a good word. Here's what I think will happen, Bruce. I think there's going to be some weeks when you're going to be like, man, I got to tell you about these people that I met. It was awesome and it changed my life. And some weeks it's going to be like, you know, I met some people that are going through some really tough stuff, and you know, I'm having to work through that. I'm having to process it, you know. And then some weeks it may be like, I camped out in the woods and it was the most amazing experience in creation this week. You know, it's going to be all these different things that we're going to get a glimpse of, or, you know, you helped these people, or you went to this rescue mission, or these people helped you. Or, I mean, there's so many places that this will go, and it's the only one who knows is God. And I think it's so cool, because every week I'm going to be excited to hear, you know, where's Bruce now? And that's the thing. That's the show. Where's Bruce now? He's got his own blog site that he'll keep up with. And by the way, dude, I don't know how long ago you started taking pictures, but the pictures are phenomenal. I mean, that's all from your camera, right? Everything on that site?
I have a friend of mine who's a professional photographer that's actually helped me out a lot. I exchanged some daycare time to get myself a Nikon camera, and he's been giving me photography lessons. And of course, the pictures at the very top of the blog, I have to give credit to Kyle for. He's a great photographer and a good friend of mine, good Christian friend from my church. And he's helped with a lot of that. But I've got schooled in photography. I've got schooled in website stuff. I've got schooled in so much stuff lately, just in technology, because the purpose of this whole thing, and you know, the reason why I have the blog, is to keep in touch with people and reach out to them and just share this journey. And I've had to embrace a lot of things. I got to be able to work from a droid and, you know, a updated phone that has internet access and all that, because I'm on the road. And you know, obviously I can stop at Wi-Fi hotspots and do some computer work and things like that and upload to my blog, but you know, there's just so much that I've had to learn, and I feel like a sponge.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, it's all good. And, you know, the purpose behind it, I mean, I think that's just the most important thing, you know, is just finding God and sharing it with others.
Yeah. So cool, man. And again, where'sbrucenow.com, that's his website. You can go there, follow along there. So, you know, during the week, if you're waiting to hear what's going on, maybe you can check into Bruce's website and just kind of follow along the whole thing. Can people connect with you also when you're out there?
Yes, I have, obviously through the blog, there's ways that people can do that. I have my email address on the blog as well. I do have a phone with me that I can keep in touch with my family and friends and all that kind of stuff. And so I'm trying to make myself as available as I can, because I think I need it as well as, you know, it'll be a good thing for them.
Yeah. Now, are you going to be still linked up with Celebrate Recovery as you travel?
I am. I'm going to go to several different churches. I mean, I'm sure that's going to be an experience in itself. You know, I've got a navigation system on my telephone, so I can punch in, you know, nearest church. And I know that I'm going to have, you know, there's going to be a whole adventure just in itself of, you know, maybe I'll end up in a different denomination of a church or whatever, but so long as I can find Christ there, and, you know, I just think that's going to be awesome. And I'll do Celebrate Recovery along the way, give my testimony, you know, to others. And,
it's so cool, man. I am honored that you're letting us take the journey with you to some degree. I It's going to be great. I can't wait. And I seriously, I'm already like, I can't wait to talk to you next week and find out where the heck you are and, you know, what happened this week. I can't wait to hear it and to get to, you know, see God working not only in your life, but through your life and with other people. It is going to be awesome, man. It's going to be great. And I'll encourage everybody who's listening and everybody who logs in and follows along with Bruce's blog and anybody who follows along the show, you know, I'm going to say now, be praying for Bruce, be praying for his protection, be praying for, you know, his experiences and, you know, and for his heart to be guarded. I mean, that's, we all need that. I don't care where you're at or who you are, you know, or if you think you got it together, I'm telling you now, you don't. And it's, you know, you only have it together because God's got it together. So make sure that you are praying for him. And I would appreciate that as his friend and brother in Christ, and that you keep him lifted up. Cause this will be a journey. It's going to be awesome.
Amen.
So
thank you, Ken.
Yeah, absolutely. So all the listeners, go to where'sbrucenow.com and we'll follow along with you too, man. And that'll be great. And you can check in with us anytime, and all our people can connect with you anytime. And like I said, you and I will be talking in a week to find out where you're at and what's going on. And we'll start the whole new show next week.
I look forward to sharing and sharing from my heart.
Thanks so much, man. Be safe and have a great time.
Okay, thank you.
All right, man. Well, thanks for joining us for this edition of Redemption right here on Radio 323. Join us every Sunday at 7 for stories of victory through Jesus Christ. And remember, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians 1:7. Join us again next week right here on Radio323.com. He gave us all he had to give so that we could truly live. So let's give all we have to him so that we can be completely thorns on his brow, as they drove the nails into his hands and his feet, he looked past the moment to where we are now and gave us the victory from what seemed his defeat. He said, here's my body, broken in two. Here is my blood, let it cover you. All that I have is now yours to receive. Payment in full so that you can be free. Well, he gave us all.